This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 8 people hurt, 2 of them in burn units, 1 in critical condition following an attack in Boulder, Colorado. Officials say a 45-year-old man named Mohammed Sabri Solomon shouted "Free Palestine" as police say he threw a makeshift flamethrower at a crowd of people calling for the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. A major attack by Ukraine far into Russian territory.
The operation had been planned for more than a year and a half. Drones were concealed inside makeshift mobile houses with retractable roofs, which were then placed on trucks. The source said those roofs opened remotely and the drones flown out to strike. Russian officials are also investigating 2 train derailments they say happened after 2 bridges were blown up in separate Russian regions, this near the border with Ukraine.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas could be in for some hazy days as smoke from more than 100 Canadian wildfires moves south. People are being told to keep their windows closed. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. 2 Wisconsin counties and 2 cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Dane County and Shawnee County are also on that list. Members of the LGBTQ community joined Governor Tony Evers and state and local officials Friday to raise the Progress Pride flag over the Capitol in Madison, a decade after the first Pride flag raising. June is recognized as Pride Month in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 85 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, otherwise partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow night, showers, thunderstorms with heavy rain. Our high tomorrow, 78. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning, 6:03 a.m. Dave Grant joining you. We have exciting news on our Monday mornings. Our Monday morning show is now powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. You know, we need coffee to get our day started, and we know you will as well. The Powerline Coffee Company will be opening tomorrow, June 3rd, right across from the Max FM studios. Stop on by, give them some love, starting tomorrow morning. So again, the Monday morning show is now brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. We are so happy to be powered up by Powerline Coffee Company. I know I love my caffeine, so I'm excited to have them as neighbors as well. And, you know, also be able to go right across the street and get a great cup of coffee as well. So looking forward to that. They open up tomorrow morning. Duran Duran on Max FM.
Behind. The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:11 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company, opening tomorrow, June 3rd, right at 108 3rd Street, right across from our studios. Looking forward to stopping by and having some great coffee. So again, Powerline Coffee Company opening tomorrow, June 3rd. at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo. We're excited to have them on board with us because we all know how much we love our coffee here as well. So we have a lot of things going on today. So that was our first big exciting announcement. And we also have a chance for you to win today. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance will win Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cold hard cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a stay at the Door County White Lace Inn with some gas money to get you there. The contest runs today through Saturday, June 14th. Every weekday, we're going to have a keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. How do you play? You download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Make sure you have that ready to go at 7 a.m. Our first keyword is today again at 7 a.m. Listen to us live. We'll tell you what that keyword is. And then you have until the end of the hour to get that keyword texted in. And you can enter the keyword once per hour. So, yes, that starts today, 7 a.m., our statewide Scotty Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. So, yes, tune in, 7 a.m. We'll give you that keyword. And no, I can't give you the keyword early, 7 a.m., right after the news, we'll give you that keyword. Looking forward to that, and we look forward for your chances to win as well. So many exciting things happening on your Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast at 6:13 on Monday morning. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. Tomorrow, we do have a chances of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 77. Wednesday, we also have shower and thunderstorm chances continuing in the afternoon, becoming sunny with a high of 73. And we'll take a quick look at Thursday as well. We do have a chance of showers in the afternoon, a high of 76. Currently, it's 55 degrees outside the Walker Great Day Building in the Max FM Studios, located at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And I can tell you, it definitely is cloudy out there at the moment. We also know that we may see some smoke from the Canadian wildfires as well today. So, yeah, it is pretty quiet here in downtown Baraboo. We're looking out at the Courthouse Square this morning, so we know the activity will pick up soon. Oh, someone's walking across the street. They look like they're on a mission as well. So, yep, we'll see some more activity shortly. Now, this is something I have always been curious about. Do you want to know how to make your burgers taste more like McDonald's? Here's a former corporate employee who breaks down what's in the meat, and guess what? It's pretty simple stuff.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
So, yes, according to this former McDonald's corporate chef, we'll say former, you know, he sounded a little disgruntled in that clip as well. It's the meat and salt and pepper, which I am intrigued by because I would have thought there may have been some other sort of seasoning on that burger. You know, I know they have their sauces and so forth, which are proprietary as well, but according to this former corporate chef, just salt and pepper. No, he sounded like, yeah, I thought he said it was like salt was in the 80 percentile with the like 81% salt, 19% pepper. So that's a lot of salt, if you ask me. And so, yeah, kind of intriguing. I'm going to maybe try. I did actually get some burgers that are about the size of the McDonald's burger. So I may do a little experimenting with this as well because I used to work in a fast food restaurant way back in the day. It was not McDonald's for anyone that's curious. And we used a different type of seasoning salt on our burgers. And so, yeah, we will double check that. I got to fact check that somehow. So, yeah, according to the former McDonald's corporate employee, they use salt and pepper, 81% salt, 19% pepper on all their burgers. That's all there is to it. And it's real meat, he says. I thought that was kind of interesting as well. He had to interject that in there as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company, opening on June 3rd at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Coming up, we'll look at sports Music by Tears for Fears on Max FM.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin, she says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Shouldn't have took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. After all I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite. I will keep you took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. 6:26 on Monday morning. Little Three Doors Down to get your morning started. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo. Opening tomorrow morning. We're excited to have them powering our morning show every Monday morning. I am also excited. The trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 is out. Now here's part of it with Adam Sandler, Julie Bowen, and Kevin Nealon. This is kind of funny.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Happy Gilmore is breaking in yet another caddy you just met.
Happy Gilmore didn't have things flowing on the first hole.
Oh, it's magic.
So yes, Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out. It will be January 25th, 2026. I can't stop laughing because I've watched other versions of this trailer and no, I cannot play them on radio. And Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that back. I'm going to be curious to see what the rest of the premise for that movie is. I mean, I laughed through all the original Happy Gilmore movie. I mean, and sometimes when I attempt to golf as well, you do get some pretty funny things with me as well. Wendy can attest to that. Or anyone that's golfed with me this morning as well. So let me know. Are you excited that Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be out? Text me. Let me know. 608-355-9970. Or better yet, text me via the free Civic Media app because you're going to need that in about 30 minutes. Our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest starts 7 a.m. this morning. We will have a chance for you to either win $100 cold hard cash or Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. You're going to need to text in that keyword starting at 7 a.m. with the free Civic Media app. I'm excited. We're going to be giving away either $100 or Brewers Club level tickets today. And a chance to win in our grand prize drawing, a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or the Door County White Lace Inn. This is all brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. That's coming up 7 o'clock this morning. Coming up, we will take a look at our weather right here on Max FM.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
It's June Dairy Month. Celebrate at the 34th Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farm in Rock Springs. They're serving a hearty farm breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Enjoy music, dancing, and meet special guests like Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. Tour the farm, check out robotic milking, and experience real Wisconsin dairy life. Just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Visit the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page for more info.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 85 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, otherwise partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow night, showers, thunderstorms with heavy rain. Our high tomorrow, 78. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you're talking about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating, so pass them a white or a tape. To learn, what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know, you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said, if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:40 on Monday morning. Our morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company. They're located at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo, opening tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. So power your morning up as well, starting on Tuesday. Now, we did learn some very sad news over the weekend. Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH, passed away on Friday. She was 87 years old. Now, here is a montage of some of her dramatic and comedic moments of the legendary show MASH. So again, Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH, passed away on Friday. Now, we have a little montage of some of her comedy from MASH.
Major Houlihan.
Sir.
10 years, spotless record.
Thank you, sir. I'm not going anywhere with you, Frank. This is the end of the line for us. From now on, I'm number one. Me, Margaret Houlihan. And believe me, soldier, I deserve better than you. Did you ever show me any kind of friendship? Ask my help with a personal problem? Include me in one of your little bull sessions? Can you imagine what it feels like to walk by this tent and hear you laughing and know I'm not welcome?
That tent! No one, anyone caught with any kind of intoxicating beverage will be severely disciplined.
Who was that?
So, yes, Loretta Swit, 87 years old, passed away from MASH fame. Now, MASH originally aired from 1972 to 1983. It's been in syndication since 1977. So our thoughts are definitely with that family this morning and all their friends. And it was a little bit shocking when I was actually saw that on Friday afternoon. And I was actually happened to be talking with Corey Hartman at the time and had that pop into my news feed. And we were both just... we were silenced for a few moments, which for Corey and I, yes, it's a moment that doesn't happen often. But yeah, we both were just pretty shocked to hear that news and weren't expecting that on a Friday afternoon. On a lighter note, in just not even 18 minutes, 17 minutes, we're going to be giving out our first keyword in our Scotty Summer Text and Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We're going to have that first keyword starting at around 7 a.m. Your chance to win either $100 cold hard cash or Brewers Club level tickets in our daily giveaway. And you have a chance to win a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast right here in Baraboo. And it's our grand prize drawing. Tune in at 7 a.m. for that first keyword. Make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed and ready to go on your mobile device. Coming up, we're at the Rolling Stones on Max FM.
Weger Realtor's Great Day gives you an easy to understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weicker Realtors Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
Don Larson GM Superstore and Don Larson Ford are proud sponsors of Baraboo's Big Top Parade. Stop into either Don Larson location today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle, or sell your car for cash. Find your perfect vehicle anytime at donlarson.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 648. This is Never Me Dancing. Men Without Hats, Safety Dance on Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 651 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. They will be opening tomorrow, June 3rd, 7 a.m. at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo, right across from our studios. Don't forget, in about 8 minutes, we're going to have our first keyword of the day in the Scotty Summers Statewide Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You're going to have a chance to win daily prizes of $100 cash or Brewers Club level tickets. Make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed, ready to go a little after 7 a.m. for your first keyword. Here is the weekend. Can't feel my face on Mix FM.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. She'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go. She told me you'll never be alone.
RPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A fire attack in Boulder, Colorado. Several people hurt, including some burned. ABC's Mo Lenghi's there.
Police responding to a suspect armed with what officials say was a makeshift flamethrower, who allegedly threw an incendiary device into the crowd.
Right,
witnesses say he yelled Free Palestine during the attack.
It was absolutely gruesome.
The FBI investigating what they're calling a targeted attack on a group of peaceful demonstrators who were raising awareness on the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza. Eight people between the ages of 52 and 88 injured. Two airlifted to burn units, one in critical condition.
In Gaza, more than 30 people were killed and hundreds wounded when gunfire broke out at an aid distribution site. Israeli soldiers say they fired warning shots. Witnesses say they fired into the crowd. There are supposed to be peace talks today between Ukrainian and Russian officials. Ukraine, however, launched a new offensive deep into Russian territory over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Dane County and Shawano County are also on that list.